We're up to Simin Kuf Lamed Tes Sif Dalid, and we'll be doing Sifim Dalid and Hay. Dalid Kol HaKorim Mevarchim Lefanel Ula Achreho. Everyone that gets an Aliyah makes a bracha before and after. Mi'ikar Adin, the Takanas Chazal initially was to make one bracha before and one bracha after the whole Kriya, which means the first Ola would make the bracha Lefaneha, and the last Ola would make the bracha Le'achreho. However, they made a takana mipnei anichnosin umipnei ayotzin, that we're afraid if someone leaves after the first aliyah, he'll think no one ever made a bracha la'achreha. If someone comes in the middle, he will not know that they made a bracha lifoneha. Therefore, they were metakin that everyone that gets an aliyah is supposed to make a bracha lifoneha and li'achreha. Mishaburi here goes into a little bit the halachas of Birkas HaTorah that he had already mentioned of as Birkas HaTorah. And that is that there's a day in the Rishonim that bracha, that the Birkas HaTorah is a daraisa. Therefore, if someone didn't say Birkas HaTorah in the morning and he's saying Birkas HaTorah now with the aliyah, then his Birkas HaTorah would be a daraisa. Otherwise, it's clearly a drabanan, meaning if he has already said Birkas HaTorah according to everyone, then the Birkas HaTorah that's said at the time of the kriya is only midrabanan. Now, what does he do? Uposeach ha-sefer kodem shi'yavarech. He's supposed to open the Sefer Torah before he makes the bracha. V'roa ha-pasek she'tzorech la'haschel bo. And he's supposed to look at the pasek that he's going to start with. V'achar kach yivarech, and then he makes the bracha. So what does he do? He opens the Sefer Torah and then makes the bracha. Now, the idea being that you're supposed to make the bracha after having seen where you're going to lane from. Meaning the Sefer Torah does not really have to be open b'shas bracha. The Sefer Torah has to be open just before you make the brachas that you're going to see where they lane. Ula'achar shekara, after you lane, gola l'mavarach, you first roll up the Sefer Torah and then make the bracha. What is the Mechaber saying? Mechaber is pointing out that what we do is we don't keep the Sefer Torah open needlessly. Therefore, when you're making the bracha la'achreha, you first roll up the Sefer Torah and then say the bracha la'achreha. Whereas b'faneha, you're supposed to open it in order to see where you're making the where you're going to be laning. Theoretically, you should really be closing it and then opening it again after you finish your bracha. The problem with it is there's tircha d'tzibura. We are afraid that that is going to take up time. Therefore, Chazal were not metakin the need to roll up the Sefer Torah while you're making the bracha. You're allowed to keep it open. Now, nevertheless, the Ramah is bothered by it. Says the Ramah, Hago uveshosh mevarach bracha rishona yafoch ponav elatzad shlo yenirak mevarach min haTorah. We have a problem. How are you allowed to make the bracha with the Sefer Torah open? Doesn't it look like you're making the bracha from the Sefer Torah itself? So, and the bracha achreha, we are really makba to roll it up so that no one should think that you're making the bracha from the Sefer Torah. It's not written there. Whereas in bracha rishona, why shouldn't we be afraid? According to the Mechaber, the reason we're not afraid is because everybody knows the bracha is not written there. And we, because of tircha d'tzibura, we don't go and create such chashashas. The Ramah, however, has found an etzah. And that is, when you make the bracha, look to the side. Venerally, the afa panav letzad smol, you should look to your left, which is Hashem's right. The idea being that everyone's going to realize that you're not reading it from the Sefer Torah, you're reading it from somewhere else. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Taz doesn't like this, because it looks as if you are turning away from the Sefer Torah. It's disrespectful to the Sefer Torah itself. And he suggests instead that you close your eyes when you make the bracha. So Lamaisa, if someone's closing his eyes, there's no need for him to look to the left. Whereas if someone is keeping his eyes open, then he should look to the left when he makes the bracha. Now, with regard to the brachas, the bracha Rishona is Asher Bachar Banu, and the bracha that said Achreha is the bracha of Asher Nasan Lanu. What happens if someone mixes things up? So the Mishnah Berurah runs through a whole bunch of cases, and he says as follows. He says, if somebody started Asher Nasan Lanu, at the bracha l'bishoni, instead of saying Asher Baruch Banu, he said Asher Nasan Lanu. So what you're supposed to do is correct him. What happens if he got all the way to the second Baruch Ata Hashem? So the halacha is, and he already said Asher Baruch Banu, so what should he do? If you already said Baruch Atah Hashem, then he should finish, and he should say Asher Bachar Banu afterwards. Meaning, if the person didn't yet finish the bracha, he started off with Asher Bachar Banu, so the halacha is that he's supposed to stop in the middle and say he started off with Asher Nasan Lanu, he should stop in the middle and say Asher Bachar Banu. Whereas, if he completed Asher Nasan Lanu, and completion means that he already said Baruch Atah Hashem at the end of it, then he should say Asher Bachar Banu after his aliyah. What happens if he said Asher Bachar Banu beforehand, but he started saying Asher Bachar Banu again afterwards? So here the halacha is, if any time in the middle he remembers, he should go back to Asher Bachar Banu. If he remembers after saying the words Baruch Atah Hashem, so there also he should say Asher Nasan Lanu, and he should always go back and say Asher Nasan Lanu. If he said Baruch Atah Hashem, let him say Asher Nasan Lanu. If he finished the entire bracha, he'll have to say the whole Asher Nasan Lanu. So the rule being, if you said Asher Nasan as a bracha beforehand, you could say Asher Nasan as a bracha afterwards. If you said Asher Bachar as the bracha before, then you cannot say Asher Bachar as a bracha after. So if you said Asher Nasan as the first, you can say Asher Bachar as the second. If you said Asher Bachar as the first, and you said Asher Bachar again as the second, you'll have to say it over again and say Asher Nasan Lanu. Further, the Mishnah Berurah says that there's a minig of bowing. Some people bow down when they make Birkas HaTorah. But you have to make sure that you're not bowing again at the end of the bracha. It shouldn't look like you were mechadish a new hishtachavaya, a new kriya. Sifhei, nagu lachasos haksav besudur ben gavra legavra. Now the Mechaber is talking about Isvardi Sefer Torah, where it is not closed between aliyas, but instead it is covered with a sudur, with a piece of material. Says the Rama, "Vamdina seelu nagu sheimagulelas ben gavra legavra." It is the minig Ashkenaz to close it ben gavra legavra v'cheinikar, and that's what we do. From which we could be medayik that once it's rolled up, there's no need to cover it. Mishnah Berurah does bring down that when kaddish is said, or if they're marich in a mishaberach, then at that time, it is not sufficient to have it rolled up, but you're actually supposed to cover it. And the minig is that we take the cover of the Sefer Torah itself, the mentala, and that's put over the Sefer Torah. But again, that is not necessary between aliyahs ben gavra legavra, unless either a mishaberach is said or the very last aliyah where kaddish is said afterwards.